The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
Hi, yes. Once again, 8 o'clock Central Time, Tuesday, January 17th, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. And, of course, for all you patriots out there, see, that the government is trying to demonize even that word. People who are loyal to the Constitution, you know, just can't win in this country, can you? They find some reason why to shut you down. We were having a conversation with Brady in Vegas before the break. You're still there. Okay, let's continue.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. The Patriot Act, which was to protect the citizens from terrorists, has now gone against us. Now they're going after the patriots. That was really designed to go after us people who love the country, who love God, and want to see a future for our kids. And that is not in the Democrat agenda or the World Economic Forum agenda under Klaus Schwab. We've got a lot of problems, but you were talking about one thing with the jab and the use of NAC. That's a good thing, but also, when everything gets shut down, when we have an EMP attack or whatever takes the grid out where there's no power going on, what's going to happen is you're going to see people running to the stores that sell gold and silver, because your dollar is not going to be worth nothing here in about 3 months. And the conversion...
Brady, why do you say it's not going to be worth anything in about 3 months? Where's the 3 months come from? Now you got my curiosity up.
Okay, what's happening when the conversion to digital currency, which is going on behind our backs right now, they're doing the digital bank notes. Within the last 2 months, there's been four or five banks that have been instituting the digital currency. Also, all across the world now, since the petrodollar is not being used anymore for international trade, especially in the oil to Russia or vice versa, it's going to the BRIC system. The BRIC system is based on gold and silver. And what's happening, if you want to trade with Vlad, you have to trade in some type of currency that's backed by gold and silver or another commodity. And that's what's happening. The dollar is not being sought after anymore. It's gone. That's why overnight when that happened, the petrodollar went to zero and our interest rate, our inflation rate up went about 20%. That was a direct consequence of the petrodollar not being used anymore. So in the old days, you go back to the Bible, and the Bible money that was used under God and Jesus is gold and silver, and I think we're back to those days right now. It's gold and silver, get out of the dollar immediately. Anything that you got in the stock market, get out. Convert everything you own to a precious metals IRA. That's my words of advice.
All right. Sounds good, Brady. Appreciate that. And here again, folks, you know what he just said? We're not far off of this. If you don't say no to the central, see, the only way that they're going to get away with this is if we the people, and see, here's the problem. When you get 80 million voters who feel already let down, traitored, and disenfranchised, and they see this coming, they're trying to warn the other 220 million, hey, wake up. You know, it's like the Gibbs slap. You ever watch NCIS when Gibbs walks up behind one of them and smacks him up the backside of the head, trying to wake him up, make sense out of it? It's like they got to get the Gibbs slap to wake him up, because it's like, hey, don't you see what's coming? Duh. No, I just want to watch The Simpsons on TV. Yeah, see, stupid is as stupid does, as Forrest Gump said. You know, if you're going to be playing that game and you're going to sit in front and digest all their pablum, and oh, but look how this little debit card, look how convenient it is. All I got to do is just tap the screen. pretty soon they'll be wanting to put a chip in your hand. Oh, wouldn't that be fun too? Oh, don't worry, they'll inject it. It won't hurt. And see how convenient, you just pass your hand over the scanner. See how that works? And freak the hell out of everybody else that's relying on a cashless, you know, on cash, on currency. And the other problem is that everybody's so brainwashed into the standard and store of value created by fiat currency, they don't want to let loose of whatever value there is in it, even if it's not worth anything. Remember, post-World War II, a whole wheelbarrow full of Deutschmarks just to be able to buy a loaf of bread because of hyperinflation. Now, you got to look at all of this nonsense that's coming at you and go, okay, how are we going to fight this? Now, Brady says, okay, how about we clean out our stocks? Already did that. No. See, land, if you own it, they can't take it away, not without a fight. The whole idea is got to have some way of paying the taxes. If you can go to your tax assessor and say, hey, I would like to pay the next 10 years of taxes on my property. How much do I need to pay you so that you never come after me for 10 years? And if your taxes are low, you pay them all up for 10 years. That way, you know, this nonsense is either going to escalate to the point where it can't be managed anymore, and we're going to be in a full out civil war, and they're going to try to come for your land no matter what, or in the alternative, when they go to a cashless society and try and force it on the rest of us, you don't have to worry about somebody in there controlling what you do, including paying your taxes. Because that's one way they can try to get you, is for non-payment of taxes, and then, of course, they'll sell it to somebody with digital currency. You know, it's amazing how those people ordering ivermectin can actually buy it with Bitcoin. Did you know? Yeah, it's amazing. Go on the website, Bitcoin, right there. Besides e-check and credit card, debit card, whatever, and they take Bitcoin. Wow. See, somebody on the other end is thinking outside the box. Got to wonder about that. It's a craziness. As long as the rest of the country subscribes to this nonsense, we're going to have a very difficult time trying to get them to convince to take our silver dollar, that's real silver, 0.990, real silver, pre-1965, and they're going to say, well, that's worth a quarter. No, it isn't. I paid $25 for this silver dollar. It's worth $25. Oh, no. We have to look at the dollar. You see, they can't get the brainwash out of their head. This is where the struggle is going to be. People are going to have to get used to having nothing because, like Brady said, if EMP hits and we're reduced to fiat currencies, I mean, nothing's going to work. You think you're going to be able to go to the ATM and get anything out? Good luck even getting there. To get to an ATM, to only find out the electricity is out. So like I said, have an exercise in your house. Turn off the juice and see how long it will be before everybody in the family's up each other's keister. Chad in North Carolina, haven't talked to you in a while. What's going on?
Yes, sir. Didn't go into work today, so
uh-oh.
Since I couldn't get a doctor appointment, I thought I'd talk to you and maybe you'd make me feel better.
Welcome to socialist medicine, right?
Yeah, it's terrible. I tried to get just to go see if I could get some antibiotic. The local doctor group here says they're not taking any new patients on.
Wow.
And the next town over, you got to do a screening and wait 7 to 10 days to be accepted. So,
well, by that point in time, I would have already gotten my order from the place I get ivermectin because I can get Z-Packs every day of the week, penicillin, whatever I need, they'll send it to me. No questions asked.
Right.
So, it's all there.
Where is that?
That's where you have to email us at support@thepowermall.com or powerhour.com, rather, support@thepowerhour.com, and I will give you the web address to get that.
Okay, awesome. I'm going
to
do that.
I don't want you to be sick, Chad. Buddy, you need to stay afloat and stay working and stay healthy. So,
well,
if something's going on.
I'm getting better, but this oscillating temperature and dry and wet and dry and wet over and over again has finally caught up to me before the weekend started, and I think I'm on the upswing, but
yeah, that sucks.
I was hoping maybe to get a doctor note. That way the penalty for missing work would be lessened.
I get that. Well, you know, you could tell your boss, hey, look, which is better, me coming to work sick and infecting everybody else or me, you know, staying home for a day trying to get better over the weekend? It's not that, you know, I knew that Martin Luther King Jr. holiday was coming up and I was going to get a 3-day weekend. I just did not feel good, sir. And I can't get a doctor's note because of our socialist society and medicine. And it's going to get worse, sir.
Canadian medicine now.
Oh, God. You know, I was dreading that we would even think to go there. But see, this is one of the reasons why these sources that we use, you can get prednisone, you can get Z-Pak, you can get penicillin, and you don't have to go to the vet. No vet's going to prescribe this stuff, and you don't have to eat horse paste. You know, the stuff is out there. You just got to be resourceful enough to get it. And like I said, I order it. I keep it in stock. I've got hydroxy. I've got all that. And no script. I'm sorry, but, you know, you frontline doctors out there, you're missing the boat here. People are going to – these are great barter items if it all hits the fan. So what can I say? Good luck with that. I hope you can convince your boss without a doctor note that you weren't, you know, wishing the company ill will by taking a day off to keep others from getting what you had.
Yeah. Well, what I really had wanted to mention was you were talking to Brady about, you know, the monetary situation. I've seen a lot of articles with economists predicting there was going to be a hard crash as early as April. I don't know if that'll actually happen or not, but I think it was Catherine Austin Fitz and some others that I saw on Greg Hunter's website, USAWatchdog.com, had been predicting that. But
you know, when they start putting, Chad, when they start putting dates on things, I get a little bit, I'm going to pull back on the reins. I don't know. Nobody can give me – I've had people say, oh, yeah, the world – the Earth is going to shift on February 4th of this year, and we're going to get up in a 700-foot wall of water is going to cover half the United States. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Time out, Jim Jones. No, we're not going there. Don't give me a date. You know how many ministers have been made ridiculously foolish because they sat there and said, oh, the Lord is going to come back for us on this day, and it doesn't happen. And then they look like idiots. But God told me they were going to come back on this day. I had a dream they were going to come back on this day. And God, you let me down. Now my congregation thinks I'm an idiot. You know, I have a real hard time with some of this, Chad.
Well, what I do like, though, is Joel Skousen has been advising people to become less dependent on needing money as possible.
Thank you, Joel. It's sinking in. Yes.
Yeah.
You see, I will praise that man. Do you have a copy of Strategic Relocation? I think a lot of us do.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah.
It's great, great material. Wish I had, was adhering to more of it.
Yeah.
I got a notification from EMP Shield that their vehicle EMP shields are now 70% smaller.
They are. The Micro Shield, yes, it does. And, I mean, the thing is, I still have them in both my vehicles, but the thing is now they've got the new micro size that goes in there. And, you know, I mean, there's plenty of places you can put that because these engines are getting so compact under the hood that it's hard to find places to put it. And I ended up dumping it in the wheel well, which is really not a safe place. I need to try to attach it to something that's grounded, like part of the frame. That's really the best place to do it. Oh, by the way, for those of you who I just got a note here that bromelain, which we sell at the Power Mall, OptiVita has it, and it's digestive enzymes. It contains bromelain. So those of you that want to combine that with NAC, that'd be a good way to kick the spike proteins out of your system. So anyway, Chad, I hope that, you know, what Catherine Austin Fitz and the rest of them are saying ain't going to happen right away because people need to get adjusted here and start getting prepared. But Skousen's right on about starting to depend less on money and dependent on yourself. I love that. God bless you, sir. Thanks for your call. Darlene in Indiana, thanks so much for holding. How's my favorite farm girl from the Hoosier State?
We're doing pretty good.
I'm glad to hear that.
You talk about shortwave radio, but I think if people get a shortwave radio, they should get upper sideband, and there's probably some ham guys out there that can verify what I'm talking about, because that way you can go up the upper sideband and tune in ham guys and find out what's going on in certain areas if you got a somewhat idea of where these frequencies are. The other right. thing here in Indiana, property taxes. Can't pay ahead. No overpayment.
Oh,
all the money must be returned at the end of the year. They
darn.
Go diabolical
Boy,
people in Indiana.
I'm telling you, that sucks, Darlene. You see, I have this EMP shield right here that they were talking about. Provided these ham operators have this thing, and I'm holding it up to the screen right now for those of you watching us live, this little device, which is about the size of the new micro shield that goes under the hood of the car to protect your battery and everything connected to it, this part right here you attach to the ground. You put a 12-gauge wire ground wire and you attach it to the car so that it shunts everything to ground. And see, you'll notice it's got on both sides of this, it has a coax on both sides. And so you screw with the antenna. This is what they put in police cars. And they're doing this in Kansas for sure. We know that. But this is what protects your ham antenna to keep it from getting fried in the event of EMP. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Go ahead.
That's a good idea. The other thing here in Indiana, we had a farm raid here, very complicated thing from the health food store and their food program. But that farmer learned that in Indiana, you can't even give the crumbs off your table to your neighbor.
What?
Yeah.
We're What's that all about?
We got all the diabolical legislation.
My God. I mean, what happened to
But they
to
all
Victor
pretend
Gardens,
like they
man?
Love us.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
And I, you know, that's one of those no things, you know?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, you heard me say that and attribute it to you, right? You heard me say that. Yeah.
Well,
I can always count on Darlene. I can always count on you for the right answer. No!
Well, that's why you got to get up in the morning and practice. Look at the mirror and practice no, 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 so you get some gumption to do it sometime.
That's right.
You know?
Bless you for that. We appreciate that. Oh, and the fact the upper band shortwave, I got to remember that.
Because you need that to keep, you know, find out what's going on. Because shortwave's great, but, you know, I can see we're going to have some problems if it's just shortwave. But if you can get into the ham guys, because some of the ham guys know some of the EMP stuff, not much. They don't know many. They're using those handy talkies that just worries me to death because they're so used to using those. But anyhow... what the heck was I going to say? I lost my train of thought.
Uh-oh. It derailed. Oh, no. Train jumped the track.
But, you know, you can have a ham radio, but you can only broadcast with no license under danger of property or life and limb.
Yeah.
So that a lot of people don't understand that, you know, but life, you know, that and that's good because, you know, I'm for that, but I'm not, after reading the license and asking questions of the ham club guys, they can't answer my ICC questions or anything about that.
Really?
And wow. That's really disheartening when you know, because nobody ever asks, I guess. Well, I don't know if I want to sign this because of this ICC stuff, and where does this all go? I'm going to have to spend a week researching all this, and you guys can't tell me, and you've been ham guys, and, you know, it's like a license. You take a God-given right and turn it into a privilege, you know?
Yeah, well, let me ask you this, though, Darlene. What happens when they declare martial law for any reason in America and the ham guys are the only ones you have to rely on, and they're afraid to get on there because they're afraid the troops will show up at their house to take them out to keep them from spreading information that might be vital to others? You ever ask that question?
I think there are quite a few of those because it's a lot of, you know, one thing I have found, and these are the military guys, and I know there's some with some gumption, but it looks like, I don't know what they did to everybody's brain that went in the military, but it looks like they're going to fall in line for a lot of things. Not all. There's always exceptions to the rule. But I just wonder, because I see it. I've seen it too many times in my life.
Yep. And boy, for even us having this conversation is even disheartening, given the state of affairs going on right now.
No, it is. You know, because we got so much estrogen in the environment, it's hard to have any cojones, as you say, you know?
I love it. I love it when the audience brings their own material. I love it. It's great.
It's that damn glyphosate.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's just tearing us up. I'll tell you, though, the farm, I really have a hard time. Some of these places, it's like, man, I got to get out of here. Because, you know, if they're going to start taxing you into oblivion and then they make it difficult for you to pay ahead or all of these different things that, you know, you're trying to avoid having to deal head on with the cashless society or even the thought of it. And people trying to accumulate, like Brady said, about gold and silver and accumulating these things, realizing that a majority of the United States haven't even gotten over the dollar bill yet. And all of a sudden now they can't get access to it anymore. And we're not using, that's an old system now. We're not using the dollar. And they're stuck with all this money under the mattress. Can you imagine that?
I think that's called coffee can futures, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what you call it. Coffee can futures. I love it. I love it. See, somebody's awake besides me at this hour. How many cups of coffee have you had this morning, dear?
I just had one, but I have trouble getting going this morning.
Really, you know what?
I'm kind of slow in the winter.
I get it. You know, the thing I always found out, we used to sell, when I had the badass coffee shop, we used to sell this stuff that was called Peaberry. Don't know if you ever heard of it, but it's high octane coffee, and I guarantee you, one cup you'll be cleaning your whole house.
Well, Starbucks used to have something. Someone gave me a cup of that, and when I was trucking, there was no Starbucks. Thank God, you know.
Yeah.
But they said, "Oh no, we don't want that coffee at your table. We're going to bring our coffee in," because they were over here, you know, with their truck and that. So I had that, and man, it gave you heart arrhythmia. You know?
Yeah.
Holy cow!
Didn't even need the jab.
No.
I don't need the jab. I got coffee. Oh, you gotta love that. So here, go ahead.
One thing through ancient history, and I got four beeps on the phone one time when I talked to my friend in Phoenix because his phone beeps when I say provocative things.
Ooh.
You have to remember, Rommel and Patton were both killed by their government.
Yeah.
And I always wonder why, because they were so good at what they did.
Well, let me ask you a question. You seem to have a lot of the soothsaying in you. Former President Trump's eldest son, Don Jr., and see, I read about this on Gab way before he came out with this news story. He aims to build up a parallel economy of conservative companies protecting free speech. Knowing what you know, how far do you think that's going to go?
Not very far.
Parallel economy. They're going to shut all that, you know.
Well, that's why I worry about you guys, you know, Texas leaving. First of all, I've looked at over the years when you guys were saying you were leaving before, they send a big rainstorm at you, and my thinking on that is, well, you can't have a revolution if you're bailing your basement, you know?
Yeah, really.
And then the other thing is, you guys have a lot of resources, and that's really what the world looks at, is the resources of a land, you know, because that's why we're after Russia, because we want their stuff, you know?
Yeah, well, that's why everybody does it.
And you guys have a lot of resources, and we're so far in debt, you sit there and go, oh, gosh, we're going to have another civil war again? Well, that's going to be a kind of a mixed bag with Texas, because everybody kind of likes Texas, you know?
Yeah, well, the thing is that we love our guns down here, too. So, you know, good luck with that. And 44% of our military is from Texas. Good luck telling them you got to turn your weapon on your own citizen. Wait a minute. I'm gonna disobey that order.
I hope so, but they're really tweaking those guys' heads, you know. So
they are.
I wonder. And then how many foreigners are in the military, because that makes a whole different bag on that decision, you know.
Yep, for sure. Wow.
All right.
Crazy, crazy. Now imagine hybrid drivers paying twice the tax when they start. The states are all, has Indiana done this yet? Are they moving toward a user-based road tax, depending on how many miles you drive? You heard anything?
That I can't tell you. because okay. I'm not up at the State House. I was trying to fight education in 2000 and all that stuff, and all they did is change the names and play the games, and then they get the Christian organizations all goofed up. And
yeah.
It's very frustrating. You know, it's kind of like they're all for the Ukraine, and you go, well, I see the game now. I can see it. I said, I don't think you guys are worshiping the same God I am because you're following the Canaanite religion and not, you know, the religion we should be following. You
know? No doubt. Well, I appreciate your input this morning. You're, Darlene, you're a godsend this morning, and we appreciate the nice harmony that you got. And it's always nice to know you're staying up on what's going on and your willingness to say no. And people should they should take a lesson from you. So we appreciate your call so much. God bless you. Have the great rest of the week.
Well, you and the listeners also.
All right. Thank you so much. And we're getting close to the break. Martin Pytel is going to be joining us. Yeah, they're really talking about, with each gallon of gas pumped in the U.S. since 1932, drivers have been paying taxes. The revenue is used to repair roads and for public transportation, like train and bus systems. Currently, the Fed, now here's a little question for you. How many cents per gallon of gas are they taking in? 18.4 per gallon for regular and 24.4 per gallon of diesel. State gas taxes range from a high of 61 cents for gas in Pennsylvania, oh, you poor people in the Liberty Bell state, to a low of 8.9 cents in Alaska. Now, you know why that is, because they got oil up there. Environmentally motivated improvements in fuel efficiency and the move to EVs translate to less gas sold. Well, how are they going to pay for the roads? You see, they're not thinking outside the box. It's not so good when our transportation system's dependent on that fuel tax, according to Trish Hendren, executive director of the Eastern Transportation Coalition. You got to think about that. See, there's only just very few people. They all want, yeah, climate change. Well, how are we going to fix the roads if we do that? I guess we're going to have to double tax hybrid vehicles and EVs. How about that? If you knew that buying an EV was going to cost you more money in taxes, wow. And it will likely survive. We're talking about crypto. Is it about to go extinct? Yep. More firms and currencies crash and burn as the LA Rams beat the Bengals in the championship game of the NFL last February. An unlikely set of players made a splash off the field in living rooms across the United States. On one of America's television's biggest nights with 99 million viewers, Super Bowl broadcast was punctuated by a series of cryptocurrency advertisements. Social media buzzed with the talk of how digital tokens had come of age as they grabbed prime time slots previously dominated by mainstream giants like Coke and GM. Crypto. Wow. Yep. What can I say? Y'all keep putting your money in Ether. This is what you're going to get. Nothing. We're going to be joined after the break by Martin Pytella of Transderma Minerals, talking about how you keep yourself healthy, among many things like krill. Stay with us. We'll be back with more info and education right after this.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you. Welcome back to our final segment here of today's broadcast. AM FM shortwave, all those of you on Rents Radio and 7.490, we're live. And if you have any questions of our guest here, Martin Pitella, about Transderma Minerals Magnesium Oil or Precious Prills, which is what we're going to be talking about, because everybody's under stress these days and that depletes magnesium, we're going to get into it. But if you have any comments or especially testimonials, if you are using these products now, we would love to hear from you and what good they're doing for you. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. And our wonderful broadcast board op, Todd, is on the other end to take your phone call and let me know you're holding so that we can get your word in edgewise, because that's what it's all about. It tells other people just how good the products are that we sell at the Power Mall, and we appreciate it. And we're offering discount this week because of it. Martin, welcome back to the show. We appreciate having you on.
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be here.
And it's always about the science because, see, unlike Fauci and the rest of them, they don't talk about the science. They just say, I'm God and Lord God Fauci, patron saint of Wuhan, and you will obey or else. And so, you know, and all these people are dropping dead. So what we're trying to do is keep people healthy here on this show. We appreciate your coming on. So, you know, you've got stiff joints and pain issues, skin condition, Transderma Minerals Magnesium Oil. It's amazing what happens after I take the clay bath, and I have actually used the magnesium oil. I rub it on before getting into bed, and no more leg cramps. Amazing how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, that was a short run. And when it comes to magnesium, the science is settled. We already know actually. We do know that magnesium and calcium are the two minerals that control the balance between the fight or flight or the rest and digest side of the autonomic nervous system. So if you're living a stressy life, you are depleting magnesium.
And so the thing is that this is a great way to calm down and relax, isn't it?
That's correct. And so, again, if you're living a stressy life, you're depleting magnesium. Find me an American who doesn't have a stressy life. Just get in the car and drive for 10 minutes.
Yeah, no doubt. Or drive with somebody that's a backseat driver. That happens a lot, too. So anyway, so this magnesium oil by Transderma Minerals is in an extreme concentrate solution.
Yes.
So let's ask for those of our listeners that are interested in acquiring some, since we're offering a special on it at the Power Mall. How do you put it on, and when to use it? Where to use it? You know, give us a background on it so we know.
All right. Yeah. So it's a saturated solution of magnesium chloride. Saturated means that no more will dissolve. We push it all the way to limit. So we give you as much value as can be, which there are competing products on the market, and they dilute. So they give you less. Now, you can dilute it at home if you want, if you find it to be too strong. Because when you put minerals on your skin, it can actually be prickly, or at least feeling stingy, because when the imbalance is too large, it will be unpleasant. So the more depleted you are, the more likely it is that you'll feel it as stinging.
But and this is topical, though.
Well, it's topical, right?
Yeah. So I mean,
but let me say it this way. All right. It's made with USP, United States Pharmacy, pure magnesium chloride. So if you happen to be ingesting it, it's not a problem because it's actually safe enough to be actually putting it into a drip bag in a hospital.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That you can do that. So now magnesium, let's talk about what uses it satisfies. A lot of different things, like?
Yeah, 300 different physiological processes in the body. Everything that has to do with the regulation of the autonomic nervous system, putting it into parasympathetic mode, which is blood pressure regulation, stress and mood regulation. So if you're short-tempered and need relaxing, put on magnesium. If you're crampy and short, muscles shortening and tight, put on magnesium. If your heart's beating too fast, put on magnesium. If your blood pressure's too high, put on magnesium. If you can't sleep because you're nervous, put on magnesium.
That's amazing. I mean, we're not even to 300 yet, and we're already solving half our problems.
Right. Oh, the glucose regulation in the body.
You know, it's amazing. Now, where would you normally, if you're under stress, you put it on the back of your neck? I mean, where's a good place to put it to calm you down?
Right.
See, sometimes, you know, we always use Rescue Remedy around here until I found out about this. And see, we would take the Rescue Remedy and rub it on the inside of our wrists. Is that a good spot?
Yeah. Well, the reason you use the inside of the wrist is because that's where your skin is the thinnest. It's easiest to absorb, right? This is the quickest reaction. So with the magnesium, because it's so concentrated, you want to put it on where your skin is the thickest. So you will put it on your belly, your thighs, your feet.
Okay.
You can certainly put it on the back of your neck if you feel stressed, like if you feel a headache coming on. This is a perfect way to unhook yourself from the stress cycle.
So now the thing is when I get cramps, it's usually because of like prolonged sitting or over-exercise and stuff like that. You put it on the backs of your thighs and your calves, so that'll work too?
Yes, sir.
Yep. And it's fairly quick in relief too, because some of the stuff that you get over the counter at some of the stores, it's just like, not working as fast as I'd like. This stuff penetrates the skin really quick.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. I just remembered, you can put maybe like 20 drops into a glass of water and drink it.
Ah!
And the reason you would do that is if you want really quick absorption, because that comes in right now, right? Like the inside of your cheek is the mucosal tissue, so that absorbs quicker than the outside of your cheek, which is the resilient skin, right? Like the outside of your body has more protection than the inside.
And this won't harm you to ingest it that way.
Well, it'll speed up your elimination. So if you tend to be slow and, constipated would be the word.
Yep.
Then you need help. And we say take magnesium to tolerance. And the tolerance is when it moves just right.
Okay.
Not so fast that you're not tolerating.
And see, the thing is that the people that I said, you know, in the house here, when we have a constipation issue, it's like, well, I've got a little bottle of magnesium citrate. Just take a cap full of that and that should get you going.
Right.
And so, you know, people don't understand the potency of this stuff because within an hour or two of taking a cap full of the stuff, now you go drinking a whole bottle of that stuff. This is what they want you to do if you're going to have a colonoscopy. And now we're finding out that maybe that's not such a good idea. 25% of these colonoscopy procedures are really unnecessary. Have you heard that?
Well, a lot of medical procedures are done not because they're needed, but because they're covered.
Yeah.
Right?
See, I knew there was a catch.
Well, when a guy comes in with an open checkbook, which, of course, if you have medical coverage, insurance, I tell you, medical insurance from an emotional perspective is the worst thing you can have, because now you're ready to have things done that have no business being done.
That's kind of sad, too. We call them unnecessary procedures.
Yes, sir. That's it.
And not only that, but they're invasive. And that's part of the problem with colonoscopy, because some of us have extra long colons. Have you heard about that condition?
Well, there's a lot of physiological difference. The biggest challenge with colonoscopy is that the camera and the instruments that they're inserting, even though they try hard to sterilize them, have all kinds of little nooks, crannies, and whatnots. And so there's some transference of what was to what is. So you're exchanging your information with your neighbors this way.
How? So see, and the thing is if you've got diverticulitis, I mean, is this help at all?
Well, it helps you know that you do, as if you didn't know that you're hurting already, right?
Right, I get
but,
that.
Okay, yeah, we want to know. I mean, if you have a serious medical problem, then you probably want to be diagnosed correctly.
No
doubt. It's not gonna fix it, but it's going to give the doctor a clear idea of that. If you have diverticulitis, that means that you have a pocket on the colon. The colon is supposed to be a tube that's kind of corrugated like a culvert, but not with pockets that are cut off from normal flow. And so when you have that, then something gets stuck in there, it festers and causes inflammation, infection. You may need antibiotic to get rid of it. But anyway, blah, that's a lot of medical stuff.
Sure. Well, the thing is, though, it's good. This is good for cellular regeneration, and that's what's important in the skin to stop the cramping and everything. When a cramp, now you've studied this enough, Martin. When a cramp occurs, people, it's muscle tightening.
Yep.
And so basically, what's going on medically in the system, scientifically? You know that, don't you?
Yeah. So calcium is the mineral that signals shortening of a muscle fiber. Every time your heart beats, shortens, squeeze, that's calcium signaling. Every time it opens and lengthens, that's magnesium signaling. So likewise, in my bicep, you know, when I'm doing a curl, my bicep is shortening, but my tricep is lengthening. Or when I'm a football player and I'm running, every time I lift my knee up, that's my quad, the upper side of my thigh, shortening, but the hamstring needs to be lengthening. And the quad being the strongest muscle in the body will overpower the hamstring regardless. And the most common injury on a football player, pulled hamstring. Because there's not enough magnesium to allow the lengthening of the muscle fast enough. So if these guys would rub down with this magnesium oil before the game, they'd be running relaxed like a cheetah or a gazelle.
How much of the NFL knows about this product? Do you ever push it on the NFL to see and test it with the trainers to see whether or not that you can stop a lot of this?
No, I need guys like you to tell them.
Yeah, thank you very much for that, Martin, because if we got anybody out there that's connected to the NFL, maybe they need to get some of this stuff and the trainers need to use it, because then they'd be calling the show going, Martin, this stuff is really working. So, hey, you know, anybody out there knows some people in the NFL? Here's a great way to do it. You know, maybe we can get to the college. Maybe if you've got a son or daughter that's playing in college ball, maybe you see this is how this stuff happens, because the trainers eventually move up the ladder too and get signed onto the NFL, and they bring a bottle of the Transderma Minerals Magnesium Oil along. And all of a sudden now everybody becomes a believer, because the NFL players are going, hey, what's that stuff? You see, it's bad enough now we got to worry about all these NFL players dropping dead in the field like we did from the safety from the Buffalo Bills here recently. And he
that's a different problem.
It is a different problem. But thing is, it all has to do with medical.
Yeah, we don't want to have our kids injured or our cousins or whatever. So whoever you're talking to, if they have ever injured themselves, this will stop it from happening again. And, of course, if you're an older person and suffering with a cramp, then put it on. It's not hard. And it works. Darn, it works well.
Yeah.
So there are many forms of magnesium, right? Like you mentioned,
citrate.
Citrate means citric acid, which is the stuff that makes lemons sour. Magnesium chloride, that's muriatic acid. That's the stuff that's in the stomach, right? HCl. So the hydrochloric acid mixed with magnesium, which is what we have, magnesium chloride, that's the simplest of the it's the most needed at the bottom of the food chain, so to speak, the one that the body needs the most. So citrate is handy. Sulfate, that's known as Epsom salts, that's SO4, that's also handy with
soaked
joints and stuff.
Soaked in some of that last night, as a matter of fact, in the bath.
Yeah, helps.
Because I have a choice. I either take a clay bath or I take a bath in Epsom salt. So those are the two things that we use to calm the muscles down, and then rub it down with the magnesium oil. That always works. I want to go, because I don't want to take all the time talking about that. Let's talk about Precious Prills for a moment. We've got that available also at the Power Mall, and this is energized water for superior hydration.
Yeah.
And go ahead and give us a little scientific explanation for those who've never heard this before about how Precious Prills work.
Well, let's first understand about water. Water is a bipole. There is the water is polarized. So there's a plus sign and minus sign on the molecule if you're trying to make a schematic. And these water molecules, just like teeny little magnets, organized and arrange and connect with one another. And the greater the electric potential that gets accumulated into the water, the greater the spread of the hydrogen, the H, versus the OH, the other end. So as it opens up, it becomes more and more attractive to one another and starts clustering together. And as these water molecules cluster together, they make clumps. At the cellular level, the absorption, water coming into the cell, happens through something called the aquaporin channel, which is a tiny little opening in the membrane. So only unclustered water gets in. When water it becomes clustered, it will irrigate, but it will not hydrate. So you will be, you could be drinking endlessly and you still feel parched. So when we have the prills in the mix, when we use a bag of prills in a jug of water, the interaction of the water with the ceramics will discharge this built-up static energy. And that builds up by water flowing through linear pipes. Like if you rub your hands like this, before you know it, you feel the static build up. As the water flows, it in a linear pipe, it's building up, and so tap water is quite built up with this electric potential that needs to be discharged in order for the water to be hydrating again.
Now, well water, which a lot of us are now starting to realize is a valuable commodity, this stuff is really effective in well water, is it not?
It's effective with any water.
Okay. So this bag you're talking about is like a sachet, right? Mm-hmm.
That's there just to contain the stuff. The prills themselves look about like rice, grains of rice.
Okay.
And they're made with magnesium oxide, and that magnesium oxide is charged using our argon accumulator charger, and this charge will make them last a long time to keep doing repeatedly what we're asking of it, which is discharge the energies. It also will absorb toxins. It will remove from water things like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, several things that we were testing for.
Oh, this sounds like something every household needs and doesn't have. And so that I got to put this on the list now. I need to get two of those. How long does a bag of prills last normally? This is a 2-pound size, or is that the bath prills? Is that different?
That's the bath prills. So a 3-ounce bag in a 1-gallon jug will treat about 1,000 gallons. So if you have two people in the house, probably three years.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, what's the shelf? Is there a shelf life? Do I have to worry about shelf life? Or
no,
if I keep it in a dark, cool place and I order two, and I can use one for 3 years, and then I'll have another one to take the place of that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. These are rocks. They go indefinitely.
Good. So that put me down for two of them over there at the Power Mall. And so everybody needs to be ordering that. You need to have extra in your supply. Because the water that we're dealing with right now, there's an issue with it. And if what you're saying is true, Martin, and I have no reason to doubt you whatsoever, because everybody, obviously, we wouldn't be carrying your product if it didn't work. So we know that it does. And the thing, you can use this as far as prill water for like cleaning for diaper rash to stop that from happening. What other things can we use it for?
So when you discharge the water, it changes four things that we understand. Surface tension is lowered. That's as if you added soap, but none is added.
Okay.
Acidity is lowered. That's as if you added baking soda, but none is added. The ORP is lowered. That's as if you added vitamin C, but none is added. And the fourth one, the cluster size is diminished. I guess as if you run it through a creek for 10 miles.
I mean, it raises the pH.
Well, that too, but that was the lower acidity. But what I'm talking about is the cluster size, and that's the most important aspect of it, which it hydrates better. So we're going to turn the prune back into the plum.
All right, so now I'm seeing this as, let's put this in a spray bottle and spray the plants in our greenhouse.
Yes, good idea. Good idea.
Now, all right. So I'm thinking outside the box here, because many of us are starting to get, and we put some articles out there about like what you can do to help your chickens, your egg production, putting it in their water and giving them that in. I can see
there are several ways that you can discharge water. Vortexing is another method, but this is the inexpensive way to do that, right? You mentioned the 2-pound bag, that's something that you would put in a bath so that the bath water is discharged of all of this tension. But anyway, when you water a plant with it, the tension is lower, therefore more minerals are absorbed.
All right.
We had so many stories from people on farms. They would offer to their dogs or to cats or to horses a choice. Do you want the water treated with prills or the regular? Like they would put two buckets out, and the pets always, 100% of the time, go for the prill water.
I love it. You know, so, all right. So this is, I guess I'm going to have to order two of the 2-pound bath prills as well. because we can alternate those, and this is a good thing. Now, it also helps the septic system as well.
Right, because when you lower the surface tension, all things dissolve better, mix better, so it will help degrade what needs degrading in the decomposition, right? All the, I mean, septic is essentially a way for whatever unwanted stuff you just flushed down to return back into nature, right? To become consumable by microbes.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask a technical question here because I've got an aerobic system here, which I wish I didn't have to have. But because of the absorption rate or the lack thereof in the soil, we've had to go to where the spray heads pop up and water everything. And I have to put virtually 2 gallons of bleach in the system. Can I cut back on the bleach use?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Wonderful. That's your money saver right there, folks. We're glad, Martin, we're glad you came on the show because we always learn something new and we appreciate you and appreciate the precious prills. And of course, folks, I'm so sorry we're out of time because we could get so much more accomplished here if we had it, but we don't. We'll be back tomorrow, though. Martin Pitella, thank you so much for joining us. And for those of you out there, hopefully you got a little bit of education here. Go to the Power Mall and get your prills. Get your transdermal minerals that are on sale this week at the Power Mall. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless the United States of America, what's left of it. See you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.